And so, as we begin this time of prayer and meditation, I invite you now to close your eyes if you are comfortable. Relax your body, feel the seat support you, and just breathe. Take a couple of deep breaths, breathing in, slowly exhaling and breathing out. And as you exhale, just let go of any life issues, fears, and worries that might be troubling you and keeping you from being fully present in this sacred moment. As you relax your body and allow yourself to become present, know that every breath is sacred, every breath is divine. You are now and always guided by Charles Fillmore's favorite invocation, and it was, "I am now in the presence of pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I am one in the presence and power of Spirit. I am one in divine mind." And so, as we turn our attention with this consciousness to our vision for the world, in oneness of spirit, we celebrate a world awakened to infinite possibilities. In this moment, coming together in true community, let us call forth the highest there is in Christ consciousness. Let us look past current appearances of fear, division, discord, or conflict in our country and in the world. Let us celebrate what we do not yet see, divine possibilities, infinite possibilities of love, peace, abundance, and harmony throughout the universe. See this unfolding now. See it in your mind and heart for just a few moments in the silence. And now, let us take into our hearts and souls the mission of our spiritual community. We are a vibrant, inclusive spiritual community, enriching, transforming lives through positive, affirmative prayer, education, and service. Set the intention to hold this mission in your heart and in your prayers, and take a few moments to meditate on this mission, asking yourself how you can help bring this mission into a living, breathing reality. What spiritual gifts and talents do you have to contribute to your loved ones, to this spiritual community, and to the world? Remember, you are a spiritual being expressing in human form, an individualized expression of the divine with a unique blend of talents and spiritual gifts. And it is a beautiful spiritual paradox that as you serve others, you are fulfilling your own spiritual purpose, and the energy of love, strength, peace, and wholeness you share will enrich your life and deepen your connection. You are on this earth to be all you can imagine God to be. So now, for a few moments in the silence, ask the God of your being to show you how to use your own gifts to enrich your life and the lives of others. Do this for a few moments in the silence. So now, let us come together in deep and abiding gratitude for all the good that is manifesting in our personal lives, in this spiritual community, and in the world. On purpose, we have given a communal sacred yes to the greater good now unfolding. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the loving eternal Christ, we say amen. And we will now close close our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Temptation, but deliver.